and welcome to this week's Travel Talk. My name is Krista, and I am so pleased to be with you this week. I'd like to say a special thank you to the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired for allowing me to take on this wonderful show. And I'd also like to give a big shout out to purpleplanetmusic.com for our theme song. This week, I found a very interesting article from Travel, which is TRVL, and the subject of the story is 50 States of Bucket List Adventures. What's the one thing you must do in every state, from Florida to Alaska? Their picks for once-in-a-lifetime experiences across the country. And I don't know about you, but I think it's great to have bucket list adventure ideas, things that you want to do while you're still kicking before you kick the bucket. I guess that's why they call it that. But we'll start, and this is in alphabetical order, and I'm assuming we'll get through it all. If we don't, we'll revisit it next week. But if we do, I will find another interesting article. But hopefully this will all fit in our short time together. So they are starting with Alabama, which Space Camp is their pick. And they say, is constructing and launching your own rocket on your bucket list? Fulfill your childhood dreams of being an astronaut by taking part in Adult Space Academy, a two-night experience that allows trainees to take part in hands-on interactive space missions at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville. And that was Alabama. Alaska, Northern Lights. They say, catch a glimpse of nature's most spectacular light show, the Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights, in Fairbanks, one of the most reliable spots to view the natural wonder. I don't know if you've been to Alaska, but it is a fantastic place. And when I was there, I felt like I was breathing air that was from another planet. It's so clean and clear and wonderful. I highly recommend. Next is Arizona, and they have Grand Canyon. Experience the Grand Canyon from the water float through the geological wonder on the Colorado River with an adrenaline-pumping whitewater adventure, or take in the breathtaking views slowly on a smooth water rafting trip. Now for Arkansas, they have Anthony Chapel. Marvel at the awe-inspiring design of Anthony Chapel in Garvin Woodlands Gardens, an architectural wonder nestled in the deep woods of Hot Springs that soars 57 feet high with floor-to-ceiling glass walls and massive pine columns and beams. California, Joshua Tree National Park. Don't just take photos of the otherworldly rock formations at Joshua Tree National Park. Climb them. With more than 400 climbing formations and 8,000 climbing routes, this high desert, world-class rock climbing mecca has climbs for every level, and beginners can learn the ropes with lessons from Cliffhangers Guides. And that must be cliffhangersguides.com. Colorado, Royal Gorge Cloud Scraper. There are zip lines, and then there is the cloud scraper. Soar across the Royal Gorge, 1,200 feet above the roaring Arkansas River, on this heart-racing ride, the highest zip line in North America, and that is in Colorado. Next is Connecticut, and they say Winnevan Farm Treehouse. Take your childhood fantasy and turn it up a notch with an unforgettable night in a treehouse 35 feet above the New England forest floor at Winnevan Farm in Litchfield. You'll be far from roughing it in this grown-up treehouse haven, complete with two fireplaces and a jacuzzi. It's truly incredible. Delaware, parasailing. Liven up your summer beach getaway by parasailing over the Atlantic Ocean to get a seagull's eye view of Dewey Beach. And you don't have to do it alone. Up to three people can soar hundreds of feet above the ocean together with Dewey Beach parasailing. Florida, the Overseas Highway. You'll feel like you're floating on water driving from Miami to Key West on one of the country's most beautiful roads, Overseas Highway, a 113-mile stretch with 42 overseas bridges, best driven in a convertible. Georgia, Driftwood Beach, Jekyll Island. Get a glimpse of Georgia's tree graveyard by paddling, biking, or walking along Jekyll Island's Driftwood Beach. I guess all the driftwood comes up and lands there for whatever reason in Georgia. Hawaii, the Kilauea Volcano. A bucket list experience in Hawaii? Watch lava flow from Kilauea Volcano, one of the most active volcanoes on Earth on the Big Island. You can view the volcano from Crater Rim Drive, an 11-mile stretch that follows the edge of the Kilauea Caldera in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Idaho, hot springs. Soak in one of Idaho's numerous natural hot springs while you take in surrounding snowscapes. These geothermally heated pools can be enjoyed any time of year. Illinois, the Sky Deck Chicago. Go out on the ledge for soaring views of Chicago on the sky deck of the 103rd floor of the Willis Tower, the second tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. I haven't been to the sky deck, but I have been to the Sears Tower, and the one thing that I really noticed was when you go up in an elevator that high, your ears will pop, and it's such a strange feeling. But the sky deck sounds very interesting. In Indiana, they have the Indy 500. Catch the greatest racing event in the country, the Indianapolis 500-mile race at the iconic Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Boy, is that loud. Even on television, I feel like that is really loud. Iowa is the American Gothic House. Head to Eldon to visit and take a photo in front of the real house that inspired Grant Wood to paint one of the most recognizable works of art, American Gothic. Tour the adjacent American Gothic House Center, which showcases Grant Wood's life and the history of the house. This picture features a husband and wife, I'm assuming, a man and woman, both wearing black, one, the man, holding a pitchfork, and they both look very, very serious, and they're posed in front of what I didn't realize was an actual house in Iowa. But I don't know much more about the story behind the painting. It's interesting, I never knew there was a real house involved in that painting. Next up is Kansas, herd longhorn cattle. Take on the experience of being a cowboy or cowgirl for the day, driving a herd of longhorn cattle across the open prairie at Flying W Ranch, a working cattle ranch in Flint Hills. After that is Kentucky, right across the river from Cincinnati. The Corvette Museum. I did not know we had a Corvette Museum in Kentucky. Tour the Corvette Museum and Corvette plant in Bowling Green, the only place in the world where the classic American sports cars are made. Oh, wow. Drive a Corvette with a pro around the Motor Speed Performance driving track. Speeds of 120 miles per hour not guaranteed. And I do bet they let you ride as a passenger, probably not as a driver, because I bet their insurance would be super high for anyone that would be driving those cars. Louisiana, Myrtle's Plantation. Stay overnight at the most haunted plantation home in America, rumored to be built on top of an ancient Tunica Native American burial ground. Myrtle's Plantation is a bed and breakfast that supposedly is home to at least 12 ghosts. Wow. Maine, Sail Historic Windjammer. Sail along the coast of Maine for a few days aboard a historic windjammer, where you'll get hands-on sailing experience and iconic views of New England lighthouses, fishing villages, and uninhabited islands, where you can enjoy all of Maine's coastal highlights in one experience. Maryland. Okay, you'll have to forgive me for my pronunciation. I think it's Assateague Island Wild Ponies. Since 1925, hundreds of wild ponies are herded by saltwater cowboys, that's in quotes, across Assateague, I think it might be Assateague Channel, in July for the annual Chincoteague Pony Swim. But you can spot the wild ponies any time of year grazing on salt marshes and beaches on Assateague Island. That sounds beautiful. Massachusetts, Fenway Park. Red Sox fans or not, you have to catch at least one baseball game at Boston's Fenway Park, the oldest baseball park in Major League Baseball. Well, that's fascinating. I'm surprised they haven't switched that out yet like all the other teams have. I think being at the ballpark is such a fun experience, just the sounds and the smells, and it's just such a good time. And Great American Ballpark here in Cincinnati is a great place to go and catch a game anytime. Michigan, Sleeping Bear Dunes. Climb Sleeping Bear National Seashore's massive sand dunes sculpted entirely by winds and water. With 450-foot bluffs and sweeping views over Lake Michigan, this freshwater beach is one you have to experience this lifetime. Minnesota, fat biking on the snow. During Minnesota winters, snow is no excuse to put your bike away. Take a spin on the snow here on a fat bike, a winter-ready bike with oversized, low-pressure tires allowing you to cycle over snow-packed trails. Mississippi Swamp Tour. Is coming face-to-face with an alligator on your bucket list? Take an airboat tour with Gulf Coast Gator Ranch on the swamplands of the Mississippi Gulf Coast to spot a gator in their natural habitat. Missouri, Bonterre Mine. Take an unforgettable dive into the man-made caverns at Bonterre Mine, one of the earliest deep earth lead mines and the world's largest freshwater dive venue. Well, that sounds interesting if you like to dive. Montana, Glacier National Park. Visiting glaciers on your bucket list? There is nothing that could be more rewarding than visiting the majestic Grinnell Glacier on Garden Wall in Glacier National Park. Nebraska, Sandhill Crane Migration. Catch the Sandhill Crane Migration, one of the greatest animal migrations that happens every spring when 80% of the world's cranes converge on the Platte River Valley in Nebraska. Next is Nevada, the extraterrestrial highway. Look out for unidentified flying objects on extraterrestrial highway, a 92-mile stretch of State Route 375 in Nevada near Area 51, the notorious U.S. military installation known for reported UFO sightings. Just don't plan on visiting Area 51 while you're out there. New Hampshire, fall foliage. Catch Mother Nature's stunning autumn show in New Hampshire, one of New England's prime spots for fall foliage. And the food in New Hampshire, I have heard, is dynamite. New Jersey, Ocean City Boardwalk. People watch on the boardwalk in Ocean City, a 2.5-mile stretch of Americana and one of the most family-friendly boardwalks in the world. It's best experienced with a handful of saltwater taffy. Oh, yes, that sounds delicious. New Mexico, White Sands National Dunes. Dune sledding on your life list? It will be after seeing White Sands National Dunes. Over 275 square miles of glistening white gypsum desert sands. New York, take on the marathon. Test your stamina on one of the world's greatest road races that draws more than 50,000 participants to a challenging course that winds through all five boroughs. North Carolina, Wright Experience, and that's Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You could go to the beach on the Outer Banks, or you could fly over it on a reproduction of the Wright Brothers' 1902 glider, one of the only of its kind available for the public to fly. 1902 Wright glider replica was built by the Wright Experience. Fly this glider just as the Wright Brothers did over 100 years ago, even over the same dunes they flew over. That sounds a little bit scary. North Dakota, Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Marvel at otherworldly sandstone formations on one of 100 miles of hiking trails at Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Next is good old Ohio, and their pick is Cedar Point. Think you can handle the world's tallest, fastest, and longest dive coaster? Then take a ride on Valraven, Cedar Point's amusement park's thrill ride that goes 223 feet high, 75 miles per hour, and has two 90-degree drops. My family and I are looking forward to the possibility of visiting Cedar Point this summer, and I have been there once before, and I will tell you, their roller coasters are incredible. I didn't ride them all. I was a little too scared, but they are something to experience. Oklahoma, Route 66 Museum. Drive through the longest stretch of Route 66 in Oklahoma and visit the museum dedicated to the Mother Road in the town of Clinton. Oregon, Cannon Beach. Walk along Cannon Beach to take in one of Oregon's most beautiful landmarks, the towering Haystack Rock, standing 235 feet above the edge of the shoreline. Pennsylvania, Falling Water. After visiting the masterpiece that is Falling Water, stay overnight in another Frank Lloyd Wright-designed home, the Duncan House, at Polymath Park Resort, one of only a handful of Wright-designed homes in the world offering overnight stays. Rhode Island, Newport's Cliff Walk. Ogle at Newport's gilded mansions on the famed Cliff Walk, and if your budget allows it, stay overnight in one. Spend a night at Vanderbilt Grace, built in 1909 as a summer residence for Alfred Vanderbilt, and now a boutique hotel. South Carolina, Bull's Island. Experience daybreak on South Carolina's Bull's Island, an unspoiled barrier island that boasts more wildlife than beachgoers. I bet that's nice. South Dakota, Badlands National Park. Drive along Badlands Loop State Scenic Byway, a 31-mile stretch of jagged cliffs and striking rock formations. Keep an eye out for the wildlife here, from bison to Harley riders. Tennessee, Nashville Live Music. With over 150 live music venues, Nashville is called Music City for a reason. Bluebird Cafe is one of the most iconic listening rooms in the city, with its decades-long history of being a haven for aspiring and established country music songwriters. Texas, Caddo Lake. Paddle your way through the mysterious maze of Spanish moss-covered cypress trees on Caddo Lake, the only natural lake in Texas. The only natural lake in Texas. Wow, I had no idea. Utah, Arches National Park. A state that boasts one of the darkest skies in the U.S., if not the world, camp under the stars at Arches National Park. Next up is Vermont. Kingdom Trails. Best way to take in Vermont's breathtaking scenery? Ride through grassy meadows and mountains on Kingdom Trails, one of the best networks of biking trails in the U.S. Probably a great place to do a tandem bike. I haven't done that in years, and that is so much fun when you're riding with another person. Virginia, Mount Vernon. Four out of America's first five presidents were Virginians. And though Woodrow Wilson was the most recent from the state to serve as commander-in-chief, it's still full of presidential history. Go back to the beginning and tour George Washington's Mount Vernon. Washington, orca whale watching. Visit one of the best places in the world to spot the orca killer whale. And if you're lucky, the area's other amazing wildlife, two, sea lions, harbor seals, porpoise, and bald eagles all make a home here. West Virginia, Gaft Gauley River. For an unforgettable ride, raft the world-famous Gauley River, one of the top-ranked whitewater rivers in the world, with over 100 rapids for every skill level. Wisconsin, Apostle Islands. Forget a boring cheese tour. Up the ante in Wisconsin and explore the ice caves at Apostle Islands, home to some of the most stunning sea caves found in the Great Lakes. Always check with the National Park Service to make sure the conditions are safe first. Wyoming, Dude Ranch. Wrangle up some cowboy, cowgirl experience at Eaton's Family Ranch, the nation's first Dude Ranch in Wolf, Wyoming. From horseback riding to trap shooting, you'll be able to star in your own Western. Washington, D.C. Monument Night Tour. Escape the crowds and take in Washington, D.C.'s monuments on a twilight tour. Beautiful during the day, the memorials and monuments become magical when floodlit at dusk. I also bet they're not nearly as crowded. Well, gosh, we made it through our whole list. Fantastic. That means we can talk about some other articles. Here's another fun article. It's also from Travel, TRVL. And it's 10 times to wake your kids up early on vacation. They say you're not supposed to wake a sleeping child, but sometimes you need to make an exception. And this is by Erin Gifford. And she says to see a bucket list sunrise. There we are with the bucket list again. A sunrise is not just a sunrise, particularly when you're watching the sun climb above the clouds from the rim of a volcano at Hakalia National Park in Hawaii. The sunrise is so popular, in fact, that every car entering the park before daybreak requires a reservation. Book one up to 2 months in advance at recreation.gov, that's G-O-V, or wake early to see the sun's first rays shining down on the United States from Cadillac Mountain in Maine's Acadia National Park between October and early March. The next reason to watch sea turtles hatching. It's a beautiful thing to watch sea turtles hatching in the early morning, eager to safely make their way into the sea. The beaches of Tortuguero National Park in Costa Rica are among the best and most well-known nesting sites for sea turtles. The baby green sea turtles race across the sand from late August to November. Closer to home, sign the kids up to walk the beach with the Sea Turtle Dawn Patrol in search of nesting sea turtles and hatchlings at Sea Island, Georgia. To make a rope drop is the next reason. For theme park fans, making a rope drop, and that's in quotes, at one of the Walt Disney World parks in order to watch a welcome show and get a jump on the crowds is a must-do. Arrive at least 30 minutes before the park opens. At Magic Kingdom, make your way to Cinderella Castle when the gates open for a special 5-minute opening show called Let the Magic Begin. Extra magic hours, which allow park goers staying on property early access to select parks, is an extra reason to wake the kids up early. As a side note, I prefer Disney at night, and oftentimes you can stay late, and it's a good reason to put the children to bed late because it's a lot of fun. To have the popular trails to yourself. Our national parks are more popular than ever, which means that the most popular trails of these parks, like the Narrows at Zion National Park, can be extremely crowded. Parking lots at these trailheads can reach capacity by 8:30 a.m., and some as early as 6 a.m. in the summer. Setting out on the trail as the sun is welcoming the day can ensure some family time before you feel as though you're hiking with a crowd. An early start also helps beat the heat. Another reason to wake the kids up early? To make the first tracks on a ski slope. For avid skiers, even those new to the sport, it can be a rush to make the very first tracks on the ski slope early in the morning. Another benefit to waking early on a ski getaway is that the runs won't be all skied out by the time you and the kids arrive. Select mountains, including Whiteface in Lake Placid, New York, and Park City Mountain Resort in Park City, Utah, offers a first tracks program that enables intermediate and higher skiers to ski the mountains before anyone else. I have never skied in my entire life, so I don't know what that's like, but I'm sure it's kind of neat. To revel in the calm of an empty beach, another reason to get the kids up early. There's nothing like relaxing on the beach, listening to the waves lap against the sand. It's a magical feeling to stroll along the coastline before the folding chairs and umbrellas have been set up for the day. Pack breakfast and let the kids start their days on the beach. Swim in an empty ocean and take in the sights, whether typical palm trees and tiki huts or ancient Mayan ruins like those you can see from the beautiful Tulum Beach in Mexico. Another reason? To capture the first whale sightings of the day. It may be tough to rouse the kids, but they'll thank you when they see the humpback whales jumping out of the water in Hawaii. Set out on an early morning wake up with the whales catamaran cruise on the Big Island with Ocean Sports. The calmest waters of the day are in the morning, making this an ideal time to those prone getting seasick. Morning is also when humpback whales tend to be more active, so sightings are often guaranteed on the first cruise of the day. Another reason to get them up early, to visit top sites before big tour groups arrive. Many must-see tourist sites like Trevi Fountain in Rome and Sacré-Cœur in Paris can become choked with crowds of tourists. Every tour bus wants to stop and every walking group tour wants to stand in front, blocking your view and keeping you from the perfect photo. Arrive early before anyone else and you'll be able to snap an unobstructed photo with your kids. You'll also be able to watch as the areas around the sites wake up, enabling you to experience each attraction in new ways. Then they have to spot the Big Five on safari. For many, an African safari is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So you'll want to maximize your chances of seeing the Big Five game animals: lions, leopards, rhinos, elephants, and buffalo. That means you and the kids will need to be up before dawn for an early morning game drive. The temperatures are cool and the animals are still very active, making the morning the very best time to spot wildlife. Plan to welcome the day with a brilliant sunrise bursting with pinks, purples, and oranges. And lastly, we have to enjoy a local breakfast, and I am all for that. To really get to know a new city, sit down for breakfast at an all-local cafe or restaurant. Don't grab a scone and a tall coffee to go. Savor a toasted tomato and gruyere cheese croissant in Paris, or an egg tort served on a banana leaf with rice and beans in Costa Rica. Explore local flavors whenever you can. As a bonus, if you opt for a local buffet breakfast, waking the kids up 30 minutes early can mean first dibs on the spread. That sounds good. I could eat breakfast for every meal. I don't know about you. Well, I guess that's all of our time for this week. Thank you so much for listening to Travel Talk. I hope that you have a good week ahead. Before we go, a big thank you to the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and a thank you to purpleplanetmusic.com. Enjoy each day, and we'll have you back next week. Thanks so much.